Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
You are probably the nicest and happiest person.
Wow, what a compliment.
No, because you are. You're not shaken very easily ever. When it comes to being angry at somebody, or when it comes to...
I mean, he's almost impossible to offend.
You're just a happy-go-lucky person, and I love that about you.
Well, I appreciate that. You should have been with me this weekend, though.
Why?
Because this... I've never felt, JC, I've never felt rage before.
Rage?
I know rage exists. I know people have road rage or whatever. Yeah. Rage you have, and people, you know, you hear about people, they snap and something happens. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, it's like a light switch that just, like, you can't.
And I felt that Saturday afternoon, and I realized that I was feeling it. So that was,
you felt it coming
it
on.
It was like
such a foreign thing for you.
Yeah, I was like,
whoa. That you acknowledged it.
This guy, I'm at my bar.
Okay.
And we're watching playoff football.
What time is it?
It's 4 o'clock. The first game had just ended, and a few people were leaving. And in fact, I was about to leave. I just put on my jacket. I was going to go to the mall, run a quick errand. And as I'm walking out the door, patio's full because it's a nice day. And I noticed this guy with cowboy hat on, and he was leaving, and he picked up my table. I have some brand new tables that are not big. They're just like little bar top tables. They're shaped like the state of Texas. All right.
Oh.
And it's a, like I said, it's a cocktail size table. So it's about 4 feet tall. Anyway, he picks it up and he puts it over his shoulder.
What?
And he's walking out of the bar.
He's going to take it.
He's taking my table. He thinks this is a souvenir or it's swag or something. So he picks my table up and he has it in one hand over his shoulder. And he has a beer in his other hand.
And you're like,
oh, no, you didn't.
And I just happened to see him because I was just about to leave. I said, no, this... So,
people aren't stopping him, though? There's people on the patio?
Nobody's stopping him.
Nobody wants to get involved.
No. So I go, and now at this point, he's on the sidewalk in front of the patio, and the patio's full, and he's in a group of about 10 people.
Are they all laughing like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah, you're so funny.
And two of the people were little kids that I had even said, hey, little kid, you know, said hi to him earlier.
Kid.
And they were probably 6, 7, I guess, and a couple of girls, and the rest were guys. So he picks up my table. He walks out on the patio. I go out to the patio. I'm like, sir.
Big dude, by the way?
Average size.
Average, okay.
You know? And I said, sir, can I please get my table back? You know, just like that. I said, sir, can I please get my table back? And by the way, I need to get my beer also because you can't leave with the beer.
And
that's against the law.
And you get in trouble for that, yeah.
Right. So he puts the table down on the sidewalk. And he pulls his arm back with the beer in it, like, I'm gonna finish this beer. Now he's on the sidewalk. Now he's blatantly, I've asked.
Breaking
the law. So I said, no, no. And so I grab the beer. I grab his hand that has the beer in it.
Oh, see.
And I pour the beer out right down the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Pouring a little out for the homies.
I pour the beer out.
Yeah.
This is where it gets ugly.
So then he looks at me, and he looks at his group, and he says, I'm going to kick that in his ass. That's exactly what he said to me.
No, he did not.
And I stopped dead in my tracks, Kelly.
What did the other people say?
They're trying to like pull him back. Like this may not be foreign for him. And I had the table in my hand, right? And I swear to you there may be marks in this table where I was holding it.
My goodness.
And I'm getting mad just thinking about it.
And you didn't take a time machine back in time. This is 2014.
Oh, come on, don't act like people don't still use that word. There's not a time. People use that. Come on.
To other people like that, to create hurt.
Me, but it's like just how we know you and how uncomfortable that just made
Kelly,
us.
Y'all, I'm just.
I can't believe you just said it.
I know.
I did. I didn't.
Are you allowed?
And I was. I don't know. I couldn't relate to you my feeling without saying that. All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody. So then I picked the table up. I'm like, okay, this is going to be the day that I get in a fight at my bar. This is going to be the day that I lose it and I hit this guy with this table that's in my hand.
Well, you did.
Where's your security guy? Your
they don't get there until later. And I'm going to knock him in the street.
In the middle of the day, what do you need security for, right?
Yeah, right. And so I said, well, I'm going to be on the news. And all this is going through my head. I'm going to get fired. And all of this is going, I'm going to go to jail. And so I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. So I picked the table up, and I'm walking back from the sidewalk. So I'm on the sidewalk. So I'm walking back in my bar. That's when the people are kind of holding, not restraining him, but just kind of holding him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kicks me.
He kicked you?
He kicked me.
So now you've got him for assault.
Yeah.
He kicks me. And so I put the table down again. And I'm just, I cannot tell you how pissed off.
The fact that you didn't touch him says a lot
I cannot even, I can't even explain to you what I was feeling right there. If I'd hit him once, I'd probably still be hitting him right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
It takes a bigger man not to hit him, though.
And so people on the patio are kind of like, you know, I think they're kind of seeing, but not exactly comprehending what's going on. And so I picked the table back up again, and I continued to walk in the bar, and then people on the patio just started clapping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at least I felt kind of good because I guess they acknowledged
you and he gets no punishment.
Should you call the police? Yeah, they were leaving and they're going to be gone by the time the police get.
Yeah.
And the children were seeing all that nonsense.
And
that's what makes it worse.
I cannot. It just blew
my mind.
You can't shake it. It blew my mind. So I go back in the bar and I hadn't said anything to anybody. And Dave, my manager, he looks at me, he goes, "What's wrong?" I guess it was just written on my face.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't said a word.
You're angry.
And he just said, "What's wrong?" He said it twice. I was like, nothing. And so I just sat down because I couldn't even leave at the moment. I was like, I just had to sit down and chill. And then I stood up and I sat down and I stood up. I was just so worked up. And I just felt that, like I said, that rage. But fortunately, it didn't display itself, manifest in something bigger.
You didn't let it get the best of you.
So finally, I went to the mall.
You did some retail thing?
I went to the mall and bought these nice little vanity glasses that I have on right now.
Your dog's going
to
eat them.
But, yeah, I know. But, Cal, I I've told this story to, like, you know, white people and black people. And the
What's the general consensus of what you should ignorant, have done?
Well, everybody says you're a better man than me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
because I think just about anyone else, and rightfully so, you would have had the right to.
And nobody would have been mad at you, but it's not the right thing to do,
especially in front of kids.
Yeah, and I'm like, it just still is irking me this right now, and I'll get over it, you know. But that's never that close to home. I mean, I've heard about people this, that, and the other, but that's never like happened to me.
To your
at my
face.
Place. I got my table.
Yeah.
And my beer. I mean,
my beer.
And you breaking the law at my place, and then you go call me in my house. And I'm sorry. I hope I didn't want to say that just to say it. And I wouldn't have said it just to say it, but that's exactly what was said to me and the way it was said. And it just, that and the doggone Saints losing, man, it was bad.
Crack in the morning.
Wow.
Well, Al, I'll give you one of these two.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, man.
I don't know how you did that.
I wouldn't have been mad at you.
I wouldn't have either. Would you have won the fight?
You know Al can't fight.
That's why I'm wondering if he didn't get in a fight because he's never been in one before. So if he thought about it.
He would have been walking around with a Texas tabletop stuck up his butt.
You did the right thing, Al. We're proud.
Oh, Lord,
I'm sorry you had to go through that, man.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Ignorant. Well, at least ignorant.
Yeah.
What's next?
We'll come up some, Al.
More.
Sometimes it's tough to start your day. But with Kid Craddock in the Morning and Belvita Breakfast Biscuits, you can celebrate the little things. We call them morning wins. Socks match today? Morning win.
Yes!
Got 2 out of 3 kids to school on time?
Yes!
Morning win. Tweet yours to @KidNation along with the hashtag morning win. Then JC will create a song from the best ones and perform it on Friday. See last week's video on KidNation.com now. So tell us and Belvita Biscuits what your morning win is. Kid Craddock in the Morning.